sent generators to 130 different gas stations. When the storms hit, it's usually not because there's not enough fuel that the gas stations aren't open. A lot of times it's because they don't have the power. Northern Florida, some of them are older, some of them are smaller. So Kevin and his team have dispatched 130 to gas stations that will allow them to continue to sell gasoline in the immediate aftermath of the storm. And I know there's going to be a lot of people that are going to want. Kevin, I mentioned yesterday, and DEM have executed fuel contracts. So we've brought in a lot of fuel to the state of Florida. We haven't seen fuel shortages. I mean, there have been some lines places, but those the fuel has been able to be replenished. So we feel good about the fuel situation that we're doing.
All right,
we
that's now the have governor speaking in Tallahassee at the Emergency Operations Center, giving a briefing, which, of course, we wanted to give the governor some chance to talk about what's going on, all the preparations for the aftermath of Helene. And, of course, now as we're anticipating landfall late tonight in the Big Bend area, no real effects that we're expecting here, but massive effects all along the northern western coast of Florida and, of course, along the Big Bend region. Storm surge, rain, wind, possible tornadoes, and then up into Georgia. It's going to stay a Category 1 until it gets at least 100 miles into the Georgia territory. 818 on News Radio 92.3, John Pickens has got traffic on the 5. John?
That's right. No accidents to let you know about right now, but we're seeing just some minor delays right now on Highway 29 as you approach 9 Mile Road. You're going to see at that intersection a little bit of delays. Also over in East Milton around the industrial complex, seeing some minor delays there, just congestion. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5s.
Wade Men's Health exists for guys who get it done. Let's talk, fellas. You solve problems all day at work. You fix your sink when it's broken. But when it comes to ED and low T, it doesn't get done. We get it. You hate going to the doctor, but you're the guy that fixes things. At Wade Men's Health, there's nothing to fear and no reason to delay. We've been destroying bedroom boredom for years. Our friendly, discreet team of urologists and providers will take the time to listen. So if you haven't fixed this, call us. When the pills fail, call us. If you feel like you've tried everything, call us. Here, there's hope, from the conventional to the next level. Imagine finally taking care of this with no surgery. Imagine going from feeling gray to living life in vibrant color. It's time to be confident. Join the thousands of guys who have found success after walking through our doors. Will you be one of them? Dial 850-266-7020 or go to WaveMensHealth.com to schedule a $99 male performance consultation, including blood work. Do it for you. Do it for her. WaveMensHealth.com. Book your appointment now.
Flashlights, check. Camp stove, check. Canned goods, check. Ice chests, check.
Say, what you doing there, neighbor? Going camping?
Not exactly, but it is hurricane season. We've already had a few power outages just with thunderstorms, so I'm getting prepared.
I see. Getting ready for a little indoor camping.
Yeah, you know how it is.
Actually, I don't. We have natural gas from Pensacola Energy at our house, so when the power is out, we still cook up a storm and take hot showers. And since we added the whole house generator, we just keep on like nothing happened.
Must be nice.
It is. Pensacola Energy made it really easy, and we got some great rebates.
How can I get in on that?
Forget indoor camping and get comfortable with natural gas. To learn more about earning up to $3,000 in rebates, call Pensacola Energy at 850-436-5050 or visit PensacolaEnergy.com. We keep on.
Anderson Subaru has more Subarus than ever before, which makes this the perfect time to get the Subaru that you've always wanted. How about an Outback starting at $26,802? Crosstrek starting at $25,262? Or a Forester starting at $29,378? You'll love your new Subaru, and now you'll love the savings. At Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
News Radio 92.3 congratulates the recent winners and finalists in the 2024 Pensacola News Journal Community Choice Awards.
Here is one of the recent winners who can say they are the best of the Bay.
Faith Chapel Funeral Home and Crematory is humbled and excited to have the opportunity to thank you for once again voting us Best of the Bay 2024. This would not be possible without your support and our wonderful caring staff. They look forward to serving you and our community.
Congratulations to all the Best of the Bay winners.
Join Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola tomorrow at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Dr. Rebecca Gibbons will be here to answer your questions about the many benefits of acupuncture. If you suffer from chronic back pain, neuropathy, or joint pain, or even stress and anxiety, this is a show you will not want to miss. That is tomorrow at 9:30 with Acupuncture and Wellness of Pensacola on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When you listen to News Radio 92.3 on Sundays, you get Christian Outlook at 7, Ask the Preacher at 8, Town Hall Review, Fox News Sundays, The Weekend, Tech It Out, and Gun Talk at 8.
Good morning, 823 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. We're off our schedule just a little bit because of Governor DeSantis giving his presentation at the Emergency Operations Center in Tallahassee. We are going to get folks from Tallahassee here at around 2 o'clock this afternoon, and our local EOC is going to activate in support of Tallahassee to a level 2 just because its storm is coming right there. By phone joining us now, we have Lisa Newell. She is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Hey, Lisa, what's going on in the paper today?
Good morning. Well, we have a wonderful update. We had run an article a few years ago about these memorial wreaths.
Yeah.
This is something that families really appreciate because they can take their loved ones' cremains and they can make them into a wreath through this company called Eternal Wreaths. Bob Harriman, who was the administrator of Gulf Breeze Hospital many years ago, that was his desire, and his widow, Betty, saw the whole project through and told us about it. And so we've been kind of following this Eternal Reefs program. And they just recently had another deploying of more reefs in the Gulf. And our reporter, Melanie Cormody, was there. And she saw, you know, such a solemn experience that the people really love the fact that there's something wonderful coming out of the tragedy of their loved one's death.
Absolutely.
Because they can see that it turns into a living reef where all kinds of animals can hide and thrive in the Gulf of Mexico. People from all over the world have their cremains here in the Gulf of Mexico, which I thought was very interesting because some of these people do not live anywhere near the ocean, but that was their dying wish, was to have their cremains put into the ocean, into that kind of environment, which I think is really neat.
Very interesting. All right. Waterfront Mission, I got to see this for myself, but Waterfront Mission is now, they've been taking for a couple of weeks women, right?
Yeah, it was a very interesting tour. I did not see you there, but I was also. And yeah, that was very eye-opening for me to find out what a wonderful service they provide to the community, because practically anyone who doesn't have a place to live, and that could be a person who's been down and out for years or a person who recently got priced out of the real estate market, can go there at 4 p.m. and get a fresh bed roll and go sleep. It's not luxury, but they get a meal at night. They get a place to shower. They get a bed. And I guess they get breakfast the next morning. Even some people who are working, who have found that suddenly prices have gotten to be just too much for them to bear, have a place to stay. And now, in the last few weeks, they have been accepting women, which for 75 years, they've only accepted men, so this
right.
is a big departure. And they only have beds for 42 women so far, and their census is about 33. So obviously, there's a big need.
Absolutely. There's a huge need for that. And, another need that, is also very difficult is with children, which they are not set up to handle that, except for, during, day use visitation or whatever. But, there's need. It's almost like you can't do enough to help because there's so much demand out there. We're talking to Lisa Newell, publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, hang on for just a second. Let's get John in here with Traffic on the Fives. John?
No accidents to let you know about. No delays either. Everything's running smooth. I'm John Pickens with your Traffic on the Fives.
Thanks so much, John. Lisa, one of the other things I liked about the new facility is that they've got the respite care area for men and for women after they've been to the hospital, that they now have a place where they can recover and recuperate, something you don't think about a lot when it comes to the homeless, but it's absolutely a big deal. Pickleball courts are being built?
Oh, it's so wonderful. Pickleball is such a very popular sport, and there just isn't, that doesn't seem to be enough, the pickleball courts, no matter how many you build, because the sport is just taking off. But yes, the city of Gulf Breeze is currently building the pickleball courts that they had promised on Shoreline Drive, 4 additional pickleball courts, and they're going to resurface the 10 existing tennis courts and restruct 2 of the outdoor basketball courts that are currently underway. So Yeah, so come play pickleball. There's going to be lots of, and if you haven't ever played, I've only played one time, but it was really fun, fast-paced, also inexpensive, outdoor, very social. There's not the kind of, there probably is, but I was going to say, it doesn't seem like you have to be in leagues and things like that. There probably do have leagues. Unlike tennis, but I think they probably do now. I don't know.
I've only played a couple of times, and I will say one time we played when we were in Fernandina Beach visiting in-laws. We ran afoul of the 75-year-old pickle cop. the folks who couldn't quite get hired for the HOA came out to enforce the pickleball court turnover rules, and that's a story for another day. You guys have October Splash featuring Songwriters Festival. Seafood Festival, of course, is this weekend, and Betty Archer Allen retiring.
Yes, that's right. That woman is the unsinkable Betty Archer Allen. She's been writing the Talk of the Town column for us for probably close to 20 years. I really don't have good records on that. But she has finally decided to hang up her pen. But she's really not retiring. She's going to start traveling and doing a lot of other things. I hope that we are all as involved in life as Betty Archer Allen is at age 90. And she has so many friends. And the thing about her is she loves everybody. So everybody loves her. And they all came out with this huge party to wish her well. And so it was very nice to hear all the wonderful things people said about her. But, yeah, we're going to miss her. We are looking for someone to fill those shoes. I'm not sure if anyone has the stamina. Even a young woman or man would need to have stamina to do that job. So we'll see what transpires.
Very good. Yeah, the paper comes out every Thursday. Lisa Newell is the publisher of the Gulf Breeze News. And, yeah, what a treasure she has been. Lisa, thank you for the time. We'll talk to you again next week.
I hope to see you in a brief. Thank you.
You bet. 829 on News Radio 92.3. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Well, there has been a development in the New York Mayor Eric Adams indictment. His home apparently was raided by federal agents this morning. An attorney for Mayor Adams criticized the raid, saying the feds created a spectacle by sending agents to confiscate his phone again when Adams would have just turned it over. The charges against him still not known, but that indictment is expected to be unsealed later today at the indictment.
At the unsealing reveal party?
Yeah, at the indictment reveal party. Twitter has released its first transparency report since Elon Musk bought the company 2 years ago. The global transparency report showed that X saw more than 224 million user reports for the first half of this year. The largest share of those, 82 million regarding abuse and harassment, 67 million about hateful conduct, and 40 million about violent conduct.
All right, David, thanks so much for the update. And if you're just tuning in and you've missed our conversation, we've been talking, of course, about Hurricane Helene all day. Now up to a Category 2 at 100 miles an hour. We're expected to become a Category 3 later on today before it makes landfall tonight in the Big Bend area. In our area, we are under a wind advisory starting at noon. Basically, what the National Weather Service says is a possibility of getting some winds 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 40 miles an hour.
I'm Therese Crowley. Storm surge and hurricane warnings posted for Hurricane Helene, now Category 2, to slam the Florida Gulf Coast tonight with storm surge up to 18 feet along the Big Bend. Mandatory evacuation orders. Feds raid New York's Gracie Mansion, seize the phone of Mayor Eric Adams, indicted on federal charges. Defiant Adams charged he's targeted because he took on Biden-Harris migrant policies. Kamala Harris outlining her economic plan in Pittsburgh.
If we want the middle class to be the growth engine of our economy, we need to restore basic economic security.
And former First Lady Melania Trump marvels with Fox and Friends about the assassination attempt on her husband.
If you really think about it, the July 13 was a miracle. Like that much, and he could, you know, he could not be with us.
America is listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. I'm David Wayne, 74, and we've got cloudy skies right now in Pensacola. Wind advisory for today. Defense attorneys for Navy Chief Petty Officer Bree Kuhn's murder trial rested their case early this week. Kuhn is on trial for the first-degree premeditated murder of her husband, Colin Turner, who was shot several times while on the phone with a 911 dispatcher back in 2021. According to the News Journal, during Wednesday's court proceedings, Kuhn's brother Eric testified and said he had heard some of the incidents leading up to the shooting. He described hearing screaming and things being hit and said he knew his sister had a gun. Jury deliberations in that trial will begin today. Well, flights being canceled or delayed all across the southeast as Helene gets closer and closer. As of last check, about 1,100 flights had been canceled in the U.S., many of them into or out of Tampa. 400 flights have been delayed. Checking locally, we did see just a handful of delays and cancellations affecting flights to and from Tampa, Atlanta, and Orlando. So if you're planning on heading to any of those destinations, you might want to check the flight status before you head to the airport today. The surgeon that mistakenly removed a man's liver instead of his spleen at a hospital in Miramar Beach has now had his medical license suspended. According to the Journal, Florida Department of Health issued an emergency order on Tuesday suspending Dr. Thomas Shaknovsky's license for violating state statutes regarding medical care, making grievous mistakes, and dishonestly covering up his actions. The state began investigating Dr. Shaknovsky after 70-year-old Bill Bryan bled to death on the operating table after having his liver removed. Bryan was supposed to have an emergency spleen removal surgery. The state order says that wasn't the first incident where Dr. Shaknovsky operated on the wrong body part. In another case, a 58-year-old man was scheduled to have a mass on his adrenal gland removed, but the doctor instead removed a portion of his pancreas. FDOH says they're planning to seek a formal revocation of his license. He's also being investigated for a possible criminal negligence by the Walton County Sheriff's Office. A Pensacola man has died after a motorcycle crash this morning on Mobile Highway. That happened early this morning, about 1:30. The rider took the North New Warrington entrance ramp, but then went off the road and hit a tree. EMS pronounced that man dead at the scene of the crash. That's being investigated by the Florida Highway Patrol. Power line workers are staged and ready to respond to Helene-affected areas of the state. You may notice hundreds of trucks over at the Pensacola Interstate Fairgrounds. Brandon Buckles from Blue Lake Services says his company's been working with FPL for years, and they've responded to several storms.
Looking at this one, I'm just seeing the storm surge that they could possibly encounter again, you know. And a lot of those folks are still rebuilding at this very moment, and here they are having to deal with that again. So, you know, our hearts go out to them.
And some of the crews have already begun departing to their assigned areas. Hundreds of workers, airboats, trucks, they're all staged and ready to deploy once Helene makes landfall. And as of right now, Helene's at a Category 2 storm, 100-mile-an-hour winds at about 320 miles southwest of Tampa. Well, just a couple weeks out from a big deadline set by the EPA for water utilities to survey their lines and identify lead pipes still being used. ECUA's Bruce Woody says we're in a good shape around here.
Lead pipe has never been used in our area in the utility company system. We've never used it in transmission lines, distribution lines, nor the section leading up to the meter, except for some small transitions, and those were stopped use 20, 30 years ago.
And Woody says they've got about 19% of the homes in this area they still need to check out, but eventually they'll be launching an online map where you can check your property to see if it's been surveyed. 8:35 now at News Radio 92.3. John Pickens has our traffic on the fives.
That's right. No accidents to report right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Even Highway 90 running from Pace into Pensacola looks good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thank you very much, John. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
We will have a chance of rain as we go throughout the day today. Otherwise, cloudy skies and breezy conditions. We are under a wind advisory today as Helene makes its way to our east. Going to be making landfall in the Big Bend for us locally. Wind advisory in place. 20 to 30 mile an hour winds gusting even higher. Stay connected. Channel 3 News First Warning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Warning Weather Center.
And thank you very much, Brooke. We do have 73 degrees right now. In Pensacola, 74 reported in Gulf Breeze and 73 in Milton. We do have a wind advisory today, expecting some strong gusting winds from Helene. Good morning, 8:36 at News Radio 92.3. Your money now today. Markets are up. The Dow's up 255 points at 42,170. S&P up 35 points at 57.57. The NASDAQ up 183 points at 18,265. Our 10-year bond rate down a bit, 3.77%. Gold prices are up $3.60, $2,688.30. Silver prices up 37 cents, $32.39. And Bitcoin up over 1,000 this morning. Current price, $64,338.06. About 300 people out of a job at Disney Global. More cuts expected there as well. A spokesman said the layoffs were in the name of efficiency. All of the layoffs announced this week were in the United States. PayPal announced yesterday that it's now going to start allowing merchants in the U.S. to buy, sell, and hold cryptocurrency on its platform. Merchants can also transfer crypto to third-party eligible wallets. That service available in every state except for New York. The Federal Trade Commission taking action against five companies that allegedly were using or selling AI technology in deceptive ways. The agency is accusing the five companies of relying on AI to supercharge those actions. The companies include Writer, an AI writing assistant that gave feedback with false information to get customers to buy the product. Another business, Do Not Pay, claimed to be the world's first robot lawyer, but failed to actually produce any valid legal arguments. It's 8:38. Our next news at 9, and breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
It's the return of 0% financing for a very popular Volkswagen from Peakmore Imports. The 2024 Volkswagen Tiguan is now available with 0% financing for a full 60 months. The already discounted Tiguan S is now from $29,499 with a choice to finance through Volkswagen credit at 0% for a full 5 years. But if 0% isn't your thing, take an additional $2,000 off the already discounted price for a lower sale price of $27,499. And low rates like 2.9% for 60 months are available on the 2024 family-sized Atlas. Or the choice of $3,000 in customer cash. And the Atlas Cross Sport with 2.9% for 60 months are the choice of $2,500 in customer cash. The numbers are looking better and better at Peakmore Imports. They're not at Car City, so you won't pay Car City prices.
Special APR rate for qualified credit to PCI and a standalone offer not to be combined with customer cash discount. Sell price before tax, tax title, and income fee. Big dealer for details.
Sweet chocolate reward. Sweet chocolate reward.
This is not just the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat at Walgreens. This is the sound of someone picking up a sweet treat right after receiving all their vaccines in one trip. This is the sound of treating yourself, because you protected yourself.
Stop by or schedule both your flu and COVID-19 vaccines today and grab yourself a sweet treat while you're at it. Vaccine subject to availability. State, age, and health-related restrictions may apply.
DeFranco Gas is your local expert in all things gas. Local Tom DeFranco and Company has been installing and servicing your gas-powered business and home needs for over 38 years and is here to help make your gas life easier. Tankless water heaters, gas grills, gas fireplaces, gas heating systems, and DeFranco Gas gets your home and business storm ready with installation and servicing of whole generator systems. All things gas. DeFranco Gas, your local gas service provider. Member of the Better Business Bureau. DeFrancoGas.com.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out this morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information this morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Pensacola housing real estate market has been crazy for the past few years.
How do you know when to buy or sell?
You'll need an expert to help you. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9 a.m. right after Pensacola Morning News to hear real estate expert Christina Leavenworth with Leavenworth Realty discuss current real estate conditions. That's today at 9 a.m. on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Next time on Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin.
Afternoons are better on News Radio 92.3. Top trending stories, financial news, sports, flight information, interviews, traffic, and the most accurate five-day forecast. This is Chris Bryant along with Austin Price. It's Pensacola Right Now. Happens just after 4 on News Radio 92.3.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. Weekdays 4 till 7 on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah. I'm gonna have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Idiot!
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this is kind of a short one. I don't know if this will generate a lot of discussion or not. It may not today, but it occurred to me recently that something you hear or see may have a different effect than what you expect, okay? I'm going to play something for you, and then I'm going to ask you what you think of it, okay? This was on this is NBC News the other morning.
And we want to warn you, some of the images you're about to see may be disturbing.
Now, she has a cold, I know. But when they warn you that what we're about to show you may be disturbing, are you absolutely watching? Or are you like, I'm out. Don't want to see that. Could be disturbed by it. Don't want to. Because, you know, we do this in broadcasting. I mean, I sometimes announce that something may not be kid-friendly. But I don't do that in order for you to be like, oh, dude, tell me more. I genuinely do it because you got kids in the minivan, and I don't want you to have to expose them to something you don't want them exposed to. I think it's a courtesy as to a parent. But I think of this like, you know, when has anybody ever, you're on your Instagram feed and, warning, this image may be, click. Does it ever discourage you from looking at it, or is it really promotion? 437-1620. That's the question of the day. Does it become, somebody texting already, it's just must-see TV at that point. I mean, I'm definitely not leaving. It's almost like they should say, coming up after the break, a video that may disturb some viewers. Like, wait for it. Be sure to listen to the commercials first. John, what's your reaction?
Oh, yeah, I click and watch.
100%.
I don't want to be the dude that didn't see it.
You didn't see the thing that could be disturbing to some viewers. Who's disturbed? I got to believe that nobody is disturbed. At this point, it's really just a way of saying, oh, man, we got some juicy stuff that you ain't going to want to miss. It's horrible. Look, you know, look at this train wreck. Look at this car crash. Look at this fight. Oh, my God, did you see what they did to that person? You know, like, that's all it is, right? So why do they say this? This video made me just, of course it's disturbing. That's why you're playing it, right? If it weren't disturbing, you'd be like, we don't got anything better than this. That's not disturbing at all. How are we going to keep our viewers? 437-1620, somebody says, let's see. Of course I pay special attention at that point. Somebody says, I will be watching, especially if I'm interested in the subject. Absolutely watching. I have no kids. Absolutely, it's visual clickbait. To quote Lynyrd Skynyrd, turn it up! Nice. Oh, no, I always turn it. Never know how bad it could be. Oh, interesting. Okay, so that's one out of eight so far, somebody who says that they're not really sure or that they do avoid it, which I'm sure there are some.
There are.
But I almost feel it's like the warning, there will be flashing lights coming and it may activate your seizure proneness. Well, let's find out, you know, could this be the time? It just, you know, this is actually a really great two great texts just come in at 437-1620. No one watches the news to see how boring life is in, well, they said in Gulf Breeze, Florida. Show me some fights in LA. Well, let's just say Florida doesn't come in second in that category an awful lot. Somebody else says, it's like a dare. It is.
It really is.
I dare you to watch us. Yeah. Dare you to watch us. Dare you. You going to be okay? Can you handle it? Are you man enough?
Did you see that?
Did you see? Right.
Yeah.
Viewer enticement is why the porn industry created the XXX rating, which isn't an actual MPA. That's true. It's not an actual rating. But, you know, this is a way of saying, oh, God, totally prohibited stuff here. They need to post that warning before Mrs. Harris comes on the screen. It may be hazardous to your brain's logic process. So mean. I can't endorse the meanness of that comment. You people are awful. I don't want to hang out with you anymore. 8:46 here on News Radio 92.3. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Not seeing any accidents right now. I-10, I-110 flowing very smoothly. Even 9 Mile has no delays on it. Even Highway 90's from Pace into Pensacola or Pensacola into Pace is looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. If you're a homeowner, you're thinking about selling, or you're a homeowner, you're thinking about buying another one, switching, or buying for the first time, you need a good realtor. You want a good realtor because what that person can do is help you understand the context. You know, a lot of times making a good decision, you know how this goes. You feel like you got enough information, but you're not too sure, and so you feel unsettled about what you're deciding because it feels like kind of a shot in the dark. One of the values of having a good real estate agent is they can really help you contextualize the information and decide, you know, because, like, for example, if you're selling a home and the buyer, because Florida, wants to find out if you'll pay for the water heater to be replaced or the roof to be replaced because that might be an insurance requirement or they're thinking that it is. Well, you can say to the realtor, is this normal? You know, how is this common? Do we split this normal? Like, how? Because they'll know. And that's why you want Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, because not just they've sold a couple of homes, but 175 last year, 122 so far this year, so on track to have a similar year. They do this enough that they know what's normal. They know what's common. And, you know, sometimes things are kind of a new thing that people are doing. Like, they're one of the things they're doing now is they're actually writing love letters from houses. In a market that's a little harder to get action, they're trying to make it easier for people to understand what might be appealing about a house. And you never know if that's going to convert somebody who might otherwise be a no sale or a not show to an open house. But that's the kind of creativity they bring because they know what's happening, and sometimes they're pioneering the innovation themselves. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty, 723-9158. So the question of the day, just for today, is when you hear the warning.
And we want to warn you, some of the images you're about to see may be disturbing.
Dude, show me now. Disturb me. Distress me. As one person put, I didn't watch the news in order to find out what's boring in the world. I triple dog dare you to watch this. Text in 437-1620. I'll be watching if it's news out of Springfield about pets. I'm not sure what that means. Oh, I do know what that means. I got your joke. Click to listen to audio. I'll have to. All right, I'm going to take a stab because I trust this person. Is my computer up? Oh, it's not playing. I can't play that. Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. Failed. Technical glitch. Absolutely love you guys in this radio station. Oh, you're the best. Growing up in a middle-class family, we always scooted closer to the TV or turned up the radio volume wide up. Yeah, exactly right. Oh, man. So why do we do it? Should we not do it? I don't know. I really hate misrepresenting, misleading, playing games, manipulating, like all of that stuff. You know what I mean? It's one of the reasons you may not have noticed this. I don't do a lot of the, hey, coming up next hour, what's the, you know. I know in radio it's common. I know it's normal. Can I just tell you, this is just us, right, talking? Sometimes I do it anyway, sometimes because I think I've got something that really pays off. But I've listened to radio stations and watched TV that didn't pay off. Oh, I still feel so betrayed. Feel so betrayed by that. So I always want to make sure to pay it off. The other thing is, honestly, I try to make this show so interesting all the time that I don't have to tease you to listen in 2 minutes. You want to anyway, and you know it's going to be good. Whatever it is coming up. So I don't feel the need to be like, I used to in Phoenix, we used to make fun of the local TV station. Coming up at 10 o'clock, the killer in your belt buckle. You know, or is your driveway turning you insane? You know, like, I would just play their promos because they were so absurd like that. I feel like it's an insult to your intelligence. 437-1620. Oh, somebody says they should run that disclaimer before The View comes on. Oh, I'm Andrew McKay.
This is Coke Zero Sugar. Could I be the best Coke ever? Listen closely. Hear those bubbles? That mouth-watering waterfall? Delicious. Ice cold. And zero sugar. Is Coke Zero Sugar the best Coke ever? Try and decide.
Try Coke Zero Sugar today and decide for yourself if it's the best Coke ever. Find Coke Zero Sugar at any local retailer.
Splash Magazine covers the coast like the Gulf of Mexico. Each month, Splash Magazine offers a calendar of events, plus tips on where to shop, dine, and play. Learn about the month's special events, live entertainment, and interesting local people. Learn how to catch fish with Captain Dave Yelverton. See what is worth watching on your streaming services. Tom Nolan will tell you the latest. Find out how to dress for the changing Florida weather with Jen Wells. Get the most out of the Emerald Coast by reading Splash Magazine each month. For more information, call Gulf Breeze News at 850-932-8986 or visit GulfBreezeNews.com online.
Join Sonia Duckett with Trinity Wellness of Pensacola today at 10 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
Sonia will be taking your calls and discussing how you can reduce back pain and achieve your body goals with non-invasive treatments at Trinity Wellness. You want to look and feel your best. Find out how with Trinity Wellness and the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
Here's what's happening around Pensacola this week. It's Seafood Festival time presented by Fiesta Pensacola. Enjoy the arts and crafts, fantastic music, and of course, the seafood. Friday through Sunday in Seville Square. See PensacolaSeafoodFestival.com. Enjoy our national parks, the Gulf Islands National Seashore, Fort Pickens, and Johnson's Beach with no fee Saturday during National Public Lands Day. Check out VisitPensacola.com for more. Submit your events at NewsRadio923.com.
Don't wait until it's too late. Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the latest hurricane coverage on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
Oh, that's impossible.
We are here. We are going to have this operation center running, even though the storm is expected to hit here. Kevin is going to have some other folks in Escambia just in case. But the main event is going to be here. If you need to use those folks in Escambia tomorrow, they'll be there. Then as soon as the storm passes, those folks will be back here.
We're the Motel 6. We'll leave the light on for you. Come on over, Gov. Send us your people. Yeah, I found out that 2 o'clock is when the team from Kevin Guthrie's Department of Emergency Management, they're going to show up at the EOC and they're going to activate to a level two in support of Tallahassee, because Tallahassee being directly in the line of attack. So I have a question, John.
Okay.
Typically, the EOC and the place that's getting hammered, they're the center of the operation, right?
That's where the center,
and that's literally Tallahassee.
Yeah.
The governor's there, right? Now, I get how there might be some valuable support functions for somebody out of the path to coordinate quick response. I can see how that would be the case, but the reason you have an EOC is so that they don't have to travel 3 hours west to Pensacola to run the show, right?
Right.
Okay. So this seems weird to you too, right?
Yes.
Now, I ask the question because I think we suspect the reason is what the governor said next.
This building has never really been tested in terms of how it would handle a major hurricane. The walls apparently were built to Category 5 specifications, but back in 96, they didn't have enough money to make the roof Category 5 specifications. So apparently the roof, they think, can handle 128, 129 mile an hour winds. So it should be fine. But we'll see, right? So we've made precautions just in case something happens to be able to continue the continuity without any major interruptions.
Did you hear the key word? Think.
We think.
We think it is. I'm like, what?
I got to be honest. If I hadn't had the second clip for context, I wouldn't have understood why they were sending people to Pensacola. But it seems to me like what they're saying is just in case, which that's good. You should always have it just in case. But wouldn't it be better if the Emergency Operations Center, the building that's named for this one job, you know, you have one job. If this one job wouldn't have been able to be done by the thing that we built. But apparently we ordered the DX trim on the...
Or the LS trim, you know. Yeah,
on the low end, right? The walls are good for, 157 or whatever, but the ceiling is maybe only good to 120 miles an hour, so maybe we don't want to count. We think, yeah. It's just, man. All right. John Pickens got traffic on the fives. John?
Well, I think that traffic is flowing smoothly right now on I-10, I-110, not seeing any delays all throughout the area. So good job on that. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, John. 437-1620. I'm just looking at some of these texts that came in. You know, people saying they appreciate being able to trust what we say. I will say this. I may get it wrong, but I got it wrong trying intentionally to get it right. You know, that's one thing you can count on. Oh, no. God, when I get stuff wrong, it kills me. It does. It just kills me. I'll give you an example. You know, yesterday we were talking with the mayor about the camping and staying in your cars. And I did what I do not like to do, which is I gave a totally wild from the hip guess about how many people live in their cars in Escambia County, based on a general knowledge of the homeless population. And I said a couple hundred was my guess. Okay. Totally a guess. And then you know what I did when I got home? I texted several people, people who should know, like, how many people do you think are living in cars in Escambia County? And some were reluctant to answer because they couldn't get, but at least one person I trust said, yeah, that's probably a rough right. That's probably about right. Somewhere, you know, in that vicinity. I mean, it changes all the time, but, you know, somewhere in that vicinity. Because I hate having to go on the air and be like, you know, I said something yesterday I shouldn't have said. So anyway, 437-1620. Oakland is getting ready to say goodbye to the A's. There'll be no more professional sports in Oakland. They're going to move to Sacramento for a couple years, I guess. And aren't they on their way to Las Vegas, if I remember correctly? Poor Oakland. Have you ever been? You're a baseball fan, right? Have you been to the Oakland Stadium?
I have not.
It's not the best neighborhood.
I kind of figured seeing the outside views, you know, with the blimp and stuff.
And not just because it's Oakland.
Right.
Okay? I mean, you know, Oakland's not the best neighborhood, but it's definitely one of those ones where you go there like, we got to walk back this way after dark, though, right? So, I don't know. I don't think that has anything to do with it, but there you go. Minimum wage is going up on Monday, $13 an hour in the state of Florida. And we were talking about this a little bit earlier. That means a lot of your semi-tipped employees, like people who make minimum wage not as a tip, which is $9.98, also going up a dollar an hour. But people who work at like fast casual or fast food restaurants where they still get tips often, but also get full minimum wage, you know, they might make a couple bucks an hour in tips, and so they're going to be making 15 or 16 an hour in tips. The manager usually doesn't. And if they're at 12 now, the manager's at 14, they already might make more than the manager, but the manager will definitely be making less in the future environment with more responsibility and more headaches, but making less money. It's, not. Oh, and by the way, we learned that Sonic employees get the tipped wage. So the folks who, you know, come out to your car with the food, tip them. What did you tell me, 15%?
Yeah.
15% of people tip at Sonic?
Yep.
Now, I don't tip extravagantly at Sonic because it's not, you know, full service, but tip something.
Exactly.
15%.
You never know whose kid might be working there.
Yeah. No kidding. Pardon me. Yeah.
Cough.
Anyway, that's it for us. We are expecting a little bit of wind later on today. That's why they canceled schools, because of the wind. But other than that, pretty minimal effects here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. Be safe, especially if you have family. We'll see you tomorrow. Stream us at news.